How you football fans doing today? This is Mr. Blitz. Yeah, that's right. I'm back. So listen, check this out. We're going to talk about the Houston Texans today. And we're going to start off by talking about their quarterback, Matt Schaub. Okay, I'm not going to get into a lot of stats with Matt because that's what I normally do when I'm profiling a certain player. But there are other aspects I want to talk about concerning the quarterback for the Texans. But I am going to hit on this point right here. Now, Matt had a good year last year. He passed for 4,000 yards, right? But that being said, the deal with Matt is a good quarterback. He can make every throw on the field. He stands tall in the pocket. And what I mean by that is he don't try to throw the ball and duck to get out of the way of the rush. He would stand tall in the pocket. He would throw that pass downfield, whether he's getting hit in the mouth or not, because that's what he do. He got skills like that. And I'm reiterate, he can make every throw on the field. But listen, check this out. The division that Houston is in, the AFC South. Now, there was a point of time a while ago that he was going up against Peyton Manning twice a year for the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton Manning is not with the Colts anymore. He's with Denver. Andrew Luck is taking over that helm for the now coming years. So I'm bringing that up because Matt Schaub used to go up against Peyton Manning every year. Now Peyton Manning isn't there. They got the new guy, Andrew Luck, who he's going to be going at twice a year. Luck is getting his feet wet. In the future, Luck is going to be the real deal. But right now, Schaub been in the NFL for 10 years. He has to take over that division. He has to find a way to get the Houston Texans over the hump. You feel me? You see where I'm going with this? He has to run that division. He can't be sitting back in the cut now because there's no need for that because he's the man. He can make every throw. He's a big-time quarterback. He got to find a way for Houston to get over the hump because Andrew Luck is going to be on his heels in the coming future. You feel me? I know what I'm talking about. So check it. For the past, let me go this way. Matt Schaub postseason record is 2-2. 1-2, lost 2. Okay, four playoff games. He's 2-2. That being said, for some reason, he runs into Baltimore and then he runs into the Patriots. Those are two teams in the AFC. Yes, the AFC. The Ravens and the Patriots. Okay, they win one game and then they lose the next playoff game. Matt Schaub have to find a way to get Houston over the hump. They get to the playoffs for the past 2-3 seasons. Yeah, that's good. That's all dandy, but they got to find a way to get over the hump. They got to take that next step. As Matt Schaub, the Houston Texans would go as well. That's what I believe. All right. So that being said, let me keep this moving. They got this cat. Matt Schaub got this cat on the outside. Wide receiver. Yeah. Andre Johnson. I'm going to keep it simple and I'm going to keep it on point. Andre Johnson had 112 receptions, 1,500 yards receiving. But the deal is he only had 4 touchdowns. I think Andre Johnson has to get in the end zone a lot more. He's racking up mad receptions. He's racking up mad yardage. But he didn't rack up mad touchdowns last year. So I think he have to take that total up. He got to get that total up a little bit more. You know, and him and Matt Schaub, the quarterback, they're on the same page. They really click, you know. So, like I said, and another thing about Andre Johnson, the receiver, he is the top. I'm my personal opinion, top 2 receivers in the NFL. If I say he's one of the top 2, that he's one, who's the other? I mean, is it a mystery? Megatron. You feel me? Yeah, Calvin Johnson, the receiver for the Detroit Lions, top 2 receivers, cuz not only D-Cats can catch, you know, not only the cats can catch, it's what they do after the catch. When these guys catch, they head into the end zone. It's hard to bring a tough, powerful good speed, good hands, receiver to the ground once he got the pigskin in his hands. And Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson are the two best receivers, I believe, in the NFL. When they catch the rock, they off to the races. I'm telling you, cats got real wheels, and they can ball big time. It's no mystery to that. I got this. Check it. So, that being said, let's move on to the running. Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit. Now, they drafted, I got to bring this up too. The Houston Texans, they drafted first round, 27th pick, a DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver out of Clemson. Yo, I seen this cat. I told you, I watched my college football. This DeAndre Hopkins could play. Wait till you see him lined up opposite of Andre Johnson. Now they got a 1-2 punch. You feel me? Matt Sharp, that I was talking about earlier, the quarterback, to get them over the hump. This is how I think is another essential presence of a football player that's going to be able to get the Houston Texans over the hump. Matt Sharp, he got two wingmen. He got Andre Johnson. He got a draft pick, DeAndre Hopkins. So he got some vital components to get the boys over the hump. Come on, Matt. Do your job, player. This is how you're going to do it in the AFC South. You feel me? That being said, let me keep this moving. Now, let's talk about the running game. One guy, Aaron Foster. Yes, 1,400 yards rushing, 15 touchdowns. 15 touchdowns, averaging 4 yards a carry. Now, I'm going to leave them stats right there, and I'm only going to say one thing about the running back, Arian Foster, is that this cat wasn't even drafted. I seen this cat play at Tennessee, and I was straight up bewildered. I was like, yo, wait a minute. This cat wasn't drafted? I think he got hurt during his college days, a season here and there, or a game here and there, and I think his stock fell. I can't remember that far back, but I seen this cat play. I knew he could play, and now look. Now he's one of the main guys, one of the main guys in Houston, and a prolific runner out of the backfield between tackles. He got good speed. This cat find the end zone all the time, all day, for real. So, Houston, Matt Sharp. As Matt Sharp go, the Houston Texans will go, for real. Check it. That's my show, Mr. Blitz, coming at you left, right, up the middle, over the top, sideways, crawling on the ground. I'm still going to find my way to get to you because this is what I do. I got all the information you need and you want. Okay? So check it. You cats have a good day and be safe. And remember, you want to talk to me? Come on. You want to listen to me? Come on. You want to hear me? Come on. I am that guy. Okay, be safe and have a good day. Peace.